大家翻开诗篇91篇，好吧？希望大家以后来呢，就是带着你的圣经，不管是电子版的还是能够读的。
I encourage everyone to bring a Bible, whether it be physical or electronic. Everyone is great.
所以我们一起来宣告神的话。
And proclaim God's word together.
诗篇九十一篇。
Psalm 91.
我念一句，我们来站起来一起，好不好？一起来宣告神的话语。
Okay, let's stand up to proclaim the word of God.
住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
那我们用七音的方式，好的，就我们念第一节呢，你们念第二节，好不好
？So let's do repetition. We say it once and then they.
那我们在台上念第一节，你们就念下面念第二节。
So it's like a conversation kind of. So we do the first line, and then you guys do the second verse, and then we do the third verse. You guys do the fourth, alternating.
好，我们重新开始。
Let's start again.
住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。他必救你脱离扑捕鸟人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫。你必不怕黑夜的惊骇，或是白日匪的箭。虽有千人伏倒在你旁边，万人扑倒在你右边，这灾却不得临近你。耶和华是我的避难所，他一见至高者当为的居所。因他要为你公布他的事，在你行的一切道路上保护你。要揣在狮子的
头
上，
见
他受重
的大
蛇。他若求告我，我就应允他；他在急难中，我要与他同在，我要搭救他，使他尊贵。我们主啊，是的主，你让我们每一个弟兄姐妹都住在至高者的隐秘处，住在全能者的荫下。
God, I proclaim all of our brothers and sisters will rest in the shadow of the Almighty and dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
主啊，因为我们忠心爱你，你必然把我们安置在高处。
Because we love you wholeheartedly, you will shelter us.
虽有千人扑倒在我的旁边。万人扑倒在我的右边，这灾害却不得临近我们。
Even though thousands may fall at our side, thousands around us, the disease will not affect us.
主，让我们经历你话语的真实。
God, let us experience the truth of your word.
主，你坚固我们的信心。
Firm our faith.
主，是的，主，让惧怕、让担心都要离开我们。
Let the fear and the anxiety leave us.
但是你的智慧、圣灵的感动却随着我们。
But let the wisdom and your spirit follow us.
主啊，让我们去哪里，出入都蒙你的保守。
God, no matter where we go, you will protect us.
蒙你圣灵的指引。
We will be guided by your spirit.
你说过，我的羊听见我的声音。
You have said, "Our lamb, the lamb recognizes the shepherd's voice."
主啊，谢谢你，因为你说过，来到你跟前的，你一个都不会丢弃。
Thank you, God, because you have said that whoever follows you, you will not leave us.
你说过，父比万有都大，没有人能够把你的羊从父的手里面牵走。
You have said you are the greatest. No one can take the lamb from the shepherd.
主啊，我们谢谢你。让我们一起来经历你的保护，经历你的生气。同时，我们在这个磨难的日子，我们要来传讲你的福音。
God, we thank you. Let us experience your protection And once again, through this epidemic, we will proclaim your name and spread the word.
谢谢你。
Thank you, God.
我们以耶稣基督得胜的名。
In your mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。今天我们有特别的简约，涛和Lila 在我们中间。
Guests Carl and Lila among us。
我们请你们上来。
We invite you to come up.
We invite you to come up.Maybe four of you, can we invite them? Jason and Tanya and Joe. So, you just translate. 我认识他们是通过 Mary 的介绍。
I met them through Mary.
但是我觉得灵里面非常的通。
But I feel a connection, spiritual, strong spiritual connection with them.
这对老夫妇非常的爱主。
Those older couple, they really love God.
他们有很多的故事可以讲。
They have many stories to tell.
他们结婚已经48年。
They have been married for 48 years.
那个靠他学习小提琴的故事呢，我上一次讲了一点。
The story of Carl learning violin, I last time I talked about a bit.
他在16岁的时候。就说喜欢玩的就骑自行车每一个周末从切勒瓦克骑到温哥华。
Like I said, when he was 16, he really liked to learn violin, so he would ride the bike all the way from Chilliwack to Vancouver every week for lessons.
But if I'm wrong, you can correct. As I remember, that's the story. 等一会他们会分享他们的见证。
So later they will share their testimonies.
他们生活各个的层面，神感动他们什么见证，就可以讲什么见证。
In all aspects of their life, whatever God moves them, just tell them, they will tell.
So, Lila and Carl, so rest of the time we give it to you. And when the Holy Spirit leads you, just feel confident and to move.
接下来时间给他们。
我们先给他们做一个祷告，可以吗？伸出手来，好不好？
So let's pray for them.
We pray for you first. Yeah. Lord, we thank you for Carl and Lila, Jason and Tanya.Okay, 我们感谢你，你们不翻译。Lord, we thank you very much because we know that they love you and you love them and you send them here. And in our spirit, we 100% open and receive their service.
100%接纳他们。
And in the Bible said, you receive a prophet, you
接纳先知的。
You receive a prophet's blessing.
就接纳先知的赏赐。
If you receive one of the little ones,
接纳那个小子里面的
you also receive the reward.
同时你也得到
Lord, today we receive them.
今天我们接纳他们。
So at the same time, we will receive whatever they carry.
接纳他们所心脏所负担的。
Whatever you have given to them.
你所托付他们的。
So may you use them as a channel to bless us.
成为个管道来祝福我们。
May we also become blessing for them.
愿你成为他们的祝福。
Lord, may your spirit move mightily.
愿你大大的祝福他们。
May you receive the glory.
愿你你的那个荣耀。
May all of us who listen, our faith, love, and hope will increase.
愿我们所有人的这个爱这个平安倍增
Thank you
感谢
And you speak through them
你通过他们说话
In Jesus name
奉耶稣的名
Amen Amen I'm going to pass my microphone to the mic So I translate 神祝福每一位。
It's good to be here.
很高兴来到这里。
And some of you have met already.
有些人我已经见过。
And I really praise God for this opportunity.
我为这次的机会特别的献上我的赞美。
To tell you what Jesus has done for me.
就告诉大家，耶稣在我的生命里面做了什么。
First, we'd like to do a song.
那首先呢，我们会为大家呢，那就是唱一首歌。
And the title of the song is, I will sing the wondrous story. I'd like to read the first verse. I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me.
我要唱是赞美神的这个奇妙的作为。
How he left his home in glory.
他离开天上的家，荣耀的家。
For the cross of Calvary.
他来到了骷髅地的十字架。
My husband and I aren't young anymore.
我和我的先生呢，已经不年轻了。
So you'll have to understand.If we hesitate, have the odd problem. But it's really a blessing to be here. I went into the...
我们有时候可能我们做一些事情跟大家不太一样，需要你们理解。
I went into the brick, and I was looking for nesting tables.
那我到 brick 呢去买一些家具。
Three little tables that are different sizes.
三个不同的不同尺寸的桌子。
So I was shown them by one of the workers there.
所以呢我就给他们里面的一个职员呢就讲。
Then I looked at the recliners and I sat in a couple of them.
那当然我就碰到了好几个人。
And Mary came up to me.
那后来呢 Mary 就是来到我的跟前。
You know, Mary said to me, "How old are you?"
那 Mary 就问我你多大年纪了。
And I told her, "I'll tell you in a roundabout way."
那我要给你大概告诉你一下。
So I told her, "I have a son, Jason. He's 38."
那我那有一个儿子，杰森是38岁。
And his sister Tanya, 39.
他的姐姐呢39岁。
And I told Tanya one day,
我告诉 Tanya 有一天
Tanya, in 6 years, I'll be 80.
我告诉他我说再有6年呢我就80岁了。
Because I wanted her to help me a little more.
那我要告诉他他要帮助我了需要。
So then I went to a ladies prayer meeting.
所以后来呢，我就去一个姐妹祷告会。
And my friends told me, no, it's not 6 years, it's 4 years.
他说不是六年你就八十岁，四年就八十岁了。
It took me about a week to get used to that.
我要实现了一周才能够接受这样一个事实。
So anyway, God bless you, and
神祝福大家。
We're going to do this song.
我们要唱一首歌。
This is my testimony, so listen to the words.
这是我的见证，也是大家来听这里面的歌词。
I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ.
歌，就是讲这个讲述耶稣的奇妙。
I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that went astray. Through His loving arms around me, drew me back into His way. Yes, I see the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. I was bruised, but Jesus healed me. Faint was I from many a fall. Sight was gone, and fears possessed me. But He freed me from them all. Yes, I see the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. He will keep me till the river rolls its waters at my feet, and He'll bear me safely over where the loved ones I shall meet. Yes, I see the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea.
I don't have as much hair as I used to.
Anyway, do you know that Jesus healed me from depression?
我不知道你们知道不知道，我是过去的忧郁症，耶稣呢医治了我。
Do you know that depression can be just as bad as cancer?
你知道不知道，有时候忧郁症呢，就像癌症一样那样的可怕。
You know, when Jesus healed me, it was a total miracle.
那当耶稣医治我的时候呢，是一个完全的神迹。
You know, I don't know the case, everyone's case, but in my case,The enemy of my soul fed me such lies in my brain.
那我不知道别人会是怎么样一个状况，在我的情况里面，就是仇敌撒旦呢，常常把一些意念放在我的头脑里面。
Evil thoughts.
常常一些邪恶的思想。
And I didn't think God loves me anymore.
我常常会想，神不再爱我了。
Nothing.Would prove that Jesus loves me.
就那个时候就想到，没有任何东西可以证明耶稣是爱我的。
Do you know the devil can take you down till your face is on the ground, you're on your stomach on the ground, and you don't know how to get up.
你知道有时候仇敌呢会欺骗我们，让我们趴在地上。肚子贴地，不知道怎么样能够起来行走。
The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God.
因为圣经讲呢，人非有信，不能去讨神的喜悦。
So if you have no hope, you have no faith, you think God doesn't hear you, you're lost.
那如果人没有盼望，如果人没有信心呢？不相信神能够医治我的时候呢，人就没救了。
But do you know God knows every one of us.
你知道不知道？其实神爱中间的每一个人。
He knows us so well.
他认识我们是如此的深。
That he knows exactly what will help us.
他也知道，非常精确的知道什么东西可以帮助到我们。
So one night, I had a dream.
有一天夜里面，我做了一个梦。
You know, some people, even Christians, they say, "Don't listen to your dreams."
有时候，甚至基督徒都说，你不要相信你自己的梦。
And I had dreams before that, and I didn't listen to them.
我之前也做梦，但是我从来不留意。
I forgot them as soon as I woke up.
那我一醒来，我就把它忘记了。
But I was in a state where I had no hope, no one to help me, and I had to listen this time.
但是那个时候呢，处在一个状态，就是没有盼望，也没有人能够帮助我。这时候，我必须要听我的梦里面所讲的。
Do you know, my father was not a perfect man, but he loved God.
啊，你知道我的父亲呢？他不是一个完全的人，但是他是非常爱神的人。
And do you know what he said a number of times?
他有好多次呢，他就这样讲。
He said, "I did not bring a child into this world to go to hell."
他说我在这个世上生下来的孩子不是为了让他将来下地狱。
And 20 years after he was dead and gone.
那他去世20年之后。
I had a dream about him that gave me hope.
我呢在梦里面梦到我的父亲，父亲在给我盼望。
I dreamt that he wanted to take his life. He had a knife, and I hid it.
在梦里面呢，就说我梦到我的父亲要取走他自己的性命，他手里有一把刀。
This dream was meant to show me my condition.
那个梦呢，好像在告诉我自己的状况。
Because I wouldn't believe God.
那个时候我不相信神。
I was going lower and lower.
所以情况越来越糟，越来越糟。
And without hope, I could have died and gone to hell.
真的，如果我那时候没有心存盼望的话，我真的死了也会进地狱的。
So he, in my dream, he wanted to take his life.
因为在梦里面，我的父亲要拿走他自己的生命。
And I spoke to him in my dream.
在梦里面，我对他讲。
You know, when I woke up, I knew what I said to him.
醒来，我记得我对他讲了什么话。
You know, we're kind of old-fashioned, you know. And I called my father Papa.
那我们那时候这老的传统，我叫他 Papa。
I said, Papa, don't you realize that God hears you when you pray?
我就在梦里面告诉他的时候，爸爸，你知道不知道，当你在祷告的时候，神在垂听。
Then I woke up.
所以我就醒来。
And I, you know, in the condition I was, I didn't think I was doing anything right, nothing good.
那个，当我醒来的时候呢，我自己觉得自己的状态就是我没有做什么好事，没有什么东西是好的。
But it was a comfort to know that I did something good. I hid the knife.
就说是非常安慰的，在梦里面呢，说我把那个刀呢给他打掉了，爸爸手里的刀，我很安慰。
And you know, a song came to my mind when I woke up.
那个时候，当我醒来的时候，有一首歌就在我的脑海里面。
I laid in bed and I thought on the words, four verses of that song.
我就躺在床上，在默想那个歌里面的四句话。
That song gave me hope. I went to the kitchen to write down the name of the song and what I said to my father.
那我就到厨房里面去呢，写下就是那个歌的名字，而且我对我父亲所讲的是话。
The song covers every area of your life.
这个歌呢，真的就可以涵盖我们的生活的每一个层面。
It's called Leave It There.
就是说把东西放在哪里。
If the world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along on meager fare.
就是说有些东西在缠绕你的，包括金银呢，好多时候你要把它放下。
Just remember.In God's word, how He feeds the little bird.
要记住，在神的话里面讲到，他在喂养天空的每一个小鸟。
Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
把你的重担卸给神，放在那里。
If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, and your soul is almost sinking in despair.
那如果你的身体呢？糟糕，你的灵呢也下沉。
Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal.
耶稣呢能够感受你所经历的痛苦，他能够医治，也能够拯救。
Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
所以把你的重担卸给神。
When your enemies assail and your heart begins to fail.Don't forget that God in heaven answers prayer.
当仇敌攻来，你的心灰意冷，但是不要忘记，天上的神在听你的祷告。
He will make a way for you.
他会为你开道路。
And will see you safely through.
他会陪伴你安全度过。
Take your burden to the Lord and leave it.
所以把你的忧虑卸给神。
And then when your youthful days are gone.And old age is stealing on.
那如果你年轻的时光已过，那个皱纹已经浮现。
And your body bends beneath the weight of care.
你的身体开始软弱，需要更多的照顾。
He will never leave you then. He'll go with you to the end.
他不会离开你，他一直陪伴你到终生。
Take your burden to the Lord.
把你的忧虑卸给神。
So I went to the kitchen.
所以呢，我那时候做了这个梦啊，听到这首歌，我就去厨房。
I wrote down, leave it there.
我就把这个写下来，放在那里。
And I wrote down, Papa, don't you realize God hears you when you pray?
我也写下来，梦里面我对我爸爸讲的就是，爸爸，你知道不知道，你祷告的时候神在听。
And this is the miracle that God did right now.
这就是神在我的生命里面做的那个神迹。
Standing by the kitchen table.
我就站在这个厨房的桌子旁边。
I heard in my heart.
我的心里听到一个声音。
That's you, the dream. That's you.
那个声音就告诉我，在梦里面那个爸爸就是你。
You need to ask Jesus to forgive your sins right now.
你要求耶稣现在就来宽恕你的罪。
And you need to ask Jesus to take your burdens right now.
你现在就要问耶稣，让他把你的重担现在就拿走。
Do you know that my mind and my heart were full of fear? I couldn't push those thoughts out.
那当时呢，我的心里面有很多的惧怕，我甚至不能把那些惧怕的思想赶走。
And you know, in Revelation, the Bible says the fearful and unbelieving won't enter into heaven.
那圣经里面呢，在启示录讲到那些惧怕的、不幸的呢，是没法去天堂的。
So that was a sin.
那个就是一个罪。
And when you have depression. Everything is a burden.
当你有忧郁症的时候呢，什么都变成了一个负担。
So Jesus told me to bring my burdens to Him.
所以耶稣告诉我，把我的重担卸给他。
And you know, they say that some people in northern, Holland are very stubborn.
好多人说从荷兰那边来的北边来的人呢，非常非常的固执。
And I have some Dutch descent.
事实上，我有这个荷兰人的血液。
And it's not usual that I do what I'm told when I'm told.
我不会轻易地让别人指挥我来做事情。
But I suffered enough, and I was ready to obey.
那我经历这么多的这个痛苦呢，我就开始准备要受苦。
So right by the table, standing there.
所以在这个长桌旁边站在那。
I did those things in my heart.
我就做了这些事情在我的心里面。
I didn't have to say it to anyone.
我没有告诉任何人。
I didn't have to tell anyone anything. I didn't have to say it out loud.
我也没有大声地宣告，没有告诉任何人任何事情。
And you know, that was a miracle.
你知道。
Jesus told me how to come to Him, what I was guilty of.
奇迹发生，就是让我从我。感觉到这种负疚的里面走出来。
And the good thing about being in church, since you're a child, is that you heard the word, and you sang the songs, and so one day God can bring these things to your mind and help you.
那从小从教会长大的好处呢，在这里就是说。你很熟悉圣经的话，也很熟悉那些歌。有一天呢，神就把这些东西会浮现出来。
So the verse came to my mind. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death.
就是浮现在我脑海里面的圣经的话语，就是启示录十二章说他们胜过那恶者是。用羔羊的宝血，而且呢，就是神的话，还有呢，继续忠心至死。
You know, Rusty's always on hand when he's needed.
你知道 Rusty 呢，他就是非常愿意帮忙，任何时候。
Sure. Can you all read this together with me?
我们一起来读好不好
？Revelation 12:11。
大家读英文，先读英文。
We left this word out, and we left this word out. So we say, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
那中文是这样讲的，就是说。弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
And I thought that verse is in Revelation.
我就记得那是在启示录里面。
It says they overcame him.
他就说他们胜过他。
People overcame him.
就是说人呢胜过了撒旦。
This is how they overcame the devil.
就是这是人怎么样胜过撒旦。
By the blood of the Lamb of God, which is Jesus.
是因着羔羊的血。
And by the word of their testimony.
也是他们所见证的道。
And then there's a little bit more to that verse that says.And they love not their lives unto the death.
就说他们虽然死，也是至死忠心。
So I thought, if I'm going to overcome the devil in my life,
所以我就告诉我自己，如果我要在生命里面战胜撒旦
I have to believe that Jesus shed His blood on the cross.
第一个，我要相信耶稣在十字架上流了他的宝血。
To cover my sins.
就是遮盖我的罪。
And I have to tell people what Jesus does for me.
我会告诉人耶稣为我做了什么。
And you know, when you're depressed, everything is negative. You've got nothing to say that's positive.
你知道人在忧郁症里面呢，所有的东西都是负面的，你没有什么正面的可讲。
But I had one thing. That was the dream. I knew Jesus gave me the dream. And I knew Jesus gave me the song. And so I could tell people about it. Because that's what God did for me.
但是有一件事我就清楚地知道耶稣给我那个梦耶稣给我那句话耶稣给我那首歌我就告诉别人 Thank you, Rusty
Yeah, so you know the first thing I did was go to the bakery by my house
所以第一件事情我就去了我的这个旁边的这个面包店
There was a Muslim young ladywho was, you know,who bought the bakery and was doing, she was up front.
有一个年轻的穆斯林的女士开那个店。
And I told her what I told you about the dream.
那我就告诉她我的这个梦这些事情。
And God helped me. Can you imagine, coming from the low state that I was, can you imagine,my being able to tell her very much else.
你知道我从那样一个低的状况现在出来你想想我怎么能够告诉她这些事情还告诉她更多呢
But I told her that Adam and Eve sinned.
那我就告诉她亚当夏娃犯罪了
And because they sinned, everyone born from that time on is born with a sin nature.
就是从那个时候开始从亚当夏娃出来的儿女呢所有的人都有罪性
And my mother said Okay Everyone is born with a sin nature So I told her Well, my mom said this Jesus is a perfect gentlemanHe's not going to knock your door down.
啊，他就讲了，人人都是罪人，但是呢，耶稣是一个完美的啊，一个绅士，这个君子，他不会到你的门上面把你的门踹开。
So he's not going to force us.
他不会来强迫你。
But we need to. We're born with our back to God.
但是我们自己生下来呢，我们背对着神。
And we need to turn around and ask him to take that sin nature out.
我们呢要转过来面对着神，让他把我们的罪性拿走。
Well, you know what? I left the bakery then.
所以呢，我就离开那个面包店。
And I felt so good, and I thought, if I'm feeling down again, I'll come back to the bakery because I feel good.
所以我当时离开这个面包店就是很好我说哎下一次如果不好的话我再来这个面包店
well I wasn't feeling down but 3 weeks later I went back to the bakery
那我那时候呢不再下场了但是我3周以后还是去了这个面包店
do you know what Fahima told me when I went back in the door
你知道他们告诉我什么吗
she saidWhen you left the bakery last time, I phoned my sister in Iran.
他说，当你那一次离开我的面包店呢，我就打电话给我在伊朗的姐姐。
And I told her an angel came by my store.
啊，我告诉她呢，有一个天使来到我的店里面。
That's rather the opposite to what I was before. Now I'm an angel.
过去。好像是相反的现在我成了一位天使
Yeah, she said she was feeling so good when I left that she phoned her sister
她说她当时感觉非常好当我离开的时候她就打电话给她的姐姐
And do you know what? That was in 2011.
那就是在2011年。
But her sister and husband just came here from Iran.
那时候她的姐姐姐夫刚从伊朗。
They are looking for a place to live.
他们在找地方居住。
And they watched the video of Jesus, Jesus' life and his sacrifice.
他们就看了耶稣的传记。
And now they're going to church.
那现在呢？他们就去教会了。感谢主，哈利路亚。
Yeah, isn't that good?
Wonderful.
Can you imagine?
Amen.
I was down in the dregs in the dirt, couldn't get up, didn't know how to get up.
那过去我是根本不知道怎么样来爬起来，但是现在是这样的事发生。
And now I'm an angel.
那现在我成了一位天使。Amen.
Yeah, so God is good. So the next thing I did, I went to the Dale Shopping Center because they had a school of hairdressing there.
第二件事情我做的呢，声称的非常美好，把我带到一个做头发的地方。
And you know, I had a captive audience.
Captive.
These girls who were doing my hair, they were behind me.And they couldn't leave. They had to do my hair.
Okay, 就是这个男人不懂，就是后面给我做头发的这个女的呢，一直就不断的在做，她不想离开。
So they had to listen to me while I told them about the dream, and I obeyed God because God's word says.
你知道做头发的，他必须得站在那里听我讲，我就告诉他我做的梦，刚告诉他神给我讲了什么话。
I thank God, you know. That verse in the Bible, by my obeying it, set me completely free.
就是圣经里面的那句话，当我顺服的时候，让我完全的得自由。
Isn't that amazing?
大家觉得是不是很奇妙？
Do we, when we read the Bible, do we
读圣经的时候，
did we read it so many times?That we don't think about it.
有时候我们读了太多遍，甚至没有感觉了。
And we don't really do what we read about.
好多时候我们没有在做这个我们读的东西。
Once I went to the hospital to see a friend.
有一次我到一个医院里面看望一位朋友。
And the Holy Spirit asked me to pray for her, so I did.
所以圣灵感动我呢，为这个人来祷告，我就祷告了。
Because I obeyed God,
因为我那时候顺服了神。
Going down in the elevator after seeing her,
那看望他完以后呢，就在坐着电梯往下走的时候。
God spoke to me.
神给我讲话。
He said, "The reason your father had his idiosyncrasies."
就说你的爸爸为什么有那样奇怪的想法。
The reason your brother.Struggled against depression. He didn't go under it, but he struggled.
你的弟兄呢？就是常常有这个跟有这个跟忧郁症呢有斗争。
And the reason you went through what you did,
那你呢从这里面出来
，was because
因为
Isn't that good when God tells us what's the trouble?
那你知道神好多时候告诉我们一些原因的话是很棒的。
You know, this is a songbook, but I'm going to use it to illustrate.
那这是一个圣诗，一本圣诗集。
God said to me in that elevator, "We read our Bible from cover to cover, and we believe it."
那好多时候我们读圣经从头读到尾，我们先信它。
But we don't expect those things to happen today.
但是好多时候我们不相信它今天会发生。
Yeah, that was what was wrong.
是，那就是我过去的状况，我错了。
I knew the word.
那我知道什么话。
I knew the songs.
我知道这些歌。
But I didn't make it real in my life today.
但是呢，我没有让它在生命里面发生。
God is good.
神是非常的
美。 If you knew the things that were troubling me in my mind, you would say, there's no hope for that woman.
那如果你听了我的故事，知道过去我曾经经历的，你如果看到一个人，你说那个女人可能没盼望了。
And I don't talk about it.
那我不想去给她讲什么。
But God had mercy on me.
但是神，真的怜悯我。
Like I say, he used my father 20 years after he was gone.
你知道神借着我父亲，虽然他已经过世二十多年。
In a dream to wake me up.
但是在梦里面让我清醒过来。
So, I don't know. I don't want to take too long.
That's wonderful. Yes, that's wonderful.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay,、
Anything、
maybe another time I'll tell you、
yeah.
a couple of things. How I started writing testimonies of what Jesus did.
以后有机会我再给大家讲，就是我怎么样开始写见证，耶稣给我讲了一些什么。
I didn't think anybody wanted to hear anything I had to say.
我不知道，就是可能人不想听我过去所经历的这些事情。
And every time I tried to tell them about Jesus, I couldn't. I didn't know the words to say.
好多时候我不知道我要讲什么，当要讲耶稣的时候。
But I knew the Bible story where the demoniac published it.
但是我记得就是耶稣呢，当时医治了病人以后，那些人就把它宣扬出去。
So I started writing it.
那我就开始把它写下来。
And then, I'm just finished, but I'll show you. And then, I went in the mall, and I gave one of the things I wrote to the people. I said, I've got a love letter for you.
所以我就去到这个 shopping mall 里面这种。就告诉别人，我把我的见证告诉他们，我有一个爱的一个书签要给你。
Does anybody turn down a love letter?
没有人会把一个爱的信会拒绝了。
You know, God helped me to be able, and by doing that, God helped me to say a word to them, and then it got easier and easier.
所以呢，就是越来越容易，越来越容易。
So remember, they overcame him. And that doesn't just mean depression. That means sickness. That means everything, negative thoughts, anything that the devil uses to torment or to sidetrack us.
那不仅仅是针对忧郁症，对任何的魔鬼撒旦来践踏你的，你都可以来用这个方法。
The way to overcome him in your life.
就是来胜过撒旦
is by believing in the blood of Jesus.
第一个相信耶稣羔羊所流的宝血
and telling people what Jesus does for you.
第二个就是见证，要告诉人耶稣为你做了什么。
Thank you so much for your attention. God bless you all.
谢谢你们，谢谢你们的这专注，神祝福你们每一位。Anything you want to add?Anything you want to add? You don't need to, but if you, I think you can say something. Yeah.
I can only say that if I have to go through these years once more, I would gladly do it. Because she is just the kind of wife that God wanted for me.
他就是，神就是把她配给了我，就是适合我的一个太太。
Having my senior moments.
我现在看到年纪有点大了。
Anyway, it's been a pleasure to be here. And we've been married for 9 years.
但是我们已经结婚49年了。
So God bless you all.
神祝福大家。谢谢谢谢。安娜，你能不能上来？ 那我觉得今天他讲的这个经文呢是非常非常的重要。
I felt it's very important that she shared this verse.
不管我们今天是初次听神的话，听圣经，还是已经听了很长时间。
No matter it's the first time that you heard this verse or you have been reading the Bible for a long time.
他的经历，我们如果思考的话，这些话是他生命里面的经历。
You meditate on what she has shared, you will believe that this is what she has been through.
这是非常非常的有能力的。
It's a very powerful thing.
那我们不管是信的还是不信的，都要告诉，让我们每个人知道，第一个，我们得胜是靠着什么？靠耶稣的血。
Whether you a believer or not, you have to believe that in order to overcome, we need the blood of the Lamb.
要相信耶稣来就是要来赦免我们的罪，要把我们的罪来拿走。
You have to believe that Jesus came to save us from our sins, to take away from our sins.
那所以这叫做福音，就是好消息。我们说我们是传福音的，福音是什么意思？就是好消息。耶稣把我们的罪已经拿走了。
So that is the gospel, the good news. The good news is that Jesus came to take away the sin of ours.
好多人不是没有办法，他没有听过，不知道这个好消息。
A lot of people, they have never heard about it, and so they have no hope.
好多人知道了，他不信。
A lot of people knew about it, but they did not believe.
所以呢，他的罪的重担一直在他的身上。
That's why the burden of sin is always on their shoulders.
所以我们为我们的朋友们来祷告，要神来开他们的眼睛，要认识到耶稣基督来就是要来拿走我们的罪。
So we have to pray for them so that they know that Jesus came to take away the sin of ours.
有一个神学家写了一本书，他说什么叫罪。
So this is the origin, wrote a book called What is Sin?
罪就是破碎。
So he said the sin is brokenness.
那什么叫天堂？天堂就是完整。
So what is heaven? Heaven is whole, is wholesome.
所以当罪发生在人的生命里面，就是人和神的关系破坏。人和人的关系破坏。
So when sin happens, so the relationship between you and God and relationship between you and another person has been broken.
我们自己的灵魂体开始搞不在一起。
And all our soul, our body, our mind couldn't be in harmony.
我们想的东西做不出来。
And the things that we thought about, we could not exercise.
我们的情绪我们自己不能控制。
And we cannot control our emotions.
我们的意志。没有行动力。
And we have weak will. We cannot do it.
但是耶稣来就是要医治这一切。
But Jesus came to heal all this.
最主要的第一步就是赦免。
So the first step is to forgive.
就是说，你欠的债，你清清楚楚知道你做错的东西呢？耶稣说，我已经给你还了债了。
So the things that you knew about, the things that you did wrong, Jesus said, I have paid it all.
你知道多少人因着他过去做的错事，他一辈子都会内疚。
Did you know that a lot of people, because the things they have done in the past, they have this guilt with him all his life.
一辈子没有办法来改变自己的命运。
And all his life, he cannot change his own fate.
我记得过去在我工作的单位，在中国工作的单位，有一个同事。
I remember a colleague that I used to work when I was in China.
你知道过年那时候的人，我们叫做有了作风问题。
So there's a saying in the Chinese that some people have a bad attitude.
No, 作风问题就是男女问题。
Oh, so it's a bad
affair. You had an affair.
Sexual affair with someone else.
没有人会原谅你。
So no one will forgive you from that kind of sin.
在单位上提工资的时候都要见你的急。见急啊。
Okay, so even when they receive a salary in that status, you have to, you know, put them in a lower status.
我想我们中间好多人可以体会我在讲什么。
So I believe a lot of people will know what I'm talking about.
走到哪里也抬不起头来。
So places that you go, you will just.Have your head down.
人也会指指点点。
And people will gossip about you.
那耶稣来呢，就是让我们重新知道我的罪已经完全的赦免。
But Jesus came to tell
tell us that all our sins have been forgiven.
我是一个自由的人。
I am a free man.
没有人能够定我的罪。
No one can condemn me.
因为上帝不定我的罪。
Because God will not condemn me.
对我自己来讲，这是我生命里面一个法宝。
So to me, to myself, it's a treasure in my life.
我相信过去做错很多事情。
I believe I've done a lot of things wrong.
但是我知道耶稣赦免了我。
But I knew that Jesus saved me.
我就抓住这一点。
So and I hold on to this.
犯了什么错？往回看看，学一个功课，道歉，该道歉，道歉，该学的学，就往前走。
So if I made a mistake, I will look back at my mistake and learn from my mistake, and then I move on.
神至今给我一个非常大的恩典，我不会在过去的那个地方待在那个地方。
So God gave me this such a privilege that I will not look back on what I have done in the past.
那甚至有人还拿着这个要控告我，也不被控告。
Even someone will hold on to this thing and try to condemn me, but I will not be threatened.
就我觉得我很自由。
And I feel I'm free.
那有的人甚至我太太有时候见说你脸皮很厚。
Even my wife sometimes said that I have a very thick skin.
过去迎着我犯了这件错误呢，神就成就了大事。
Because some mistake that I have made in the past, God has made a great thing out of it.
所以我就认罪以后往前走，或者犯错了以后就看一下就往前走。
So I will move forward after I have done the mistake. So I will just
不后悔。
Yeah, I will never.
也不留恋。
So I will not really lay on think about those things.
自由。
And I'm a free man.
感谢主，这是一个恩典。
Thank God, this is a grace.
我希望每一个人都接受。
I want all of you to accept that.
第二个，这里讲的呢是我们的见证。
Second thing is our testimonies.
这里讲到呢，就是说我自己所见证的道。
So this is the word of their own testimonies.
所以竭力呢出去告诉别人。
So just go out and tell people.
那我自己经历过这个。
I have done this before.
我自己经历到的就是说，真的，当你去把自己的这个好消息告诉别人的时候呢
，So when you tell people about the good news，
你发现，哇，心里面的喜悦，神就把那个能力加给你。
So you will find the joy in your life, and God will strengthen you.
你开始真正的经历他的能力和真实。
So and you start to experience His true amazing grace.
所以继续鼓励大家来做见证。
So I encourage all of you to become a testimony to.
第三个是忠心。
And the third thing is to be.
在讲的甚至不爱惜他们的生命，还要忠心。
So it says that they did not love their own selves.
忠心就是来实践神的话语。
So they are loyal, so they are just practicing.
要真正的来实践神的话语。姐妹刚才分享的很好，就是真正的相信了去做的时候，那就不一样。
So when you believe it and do it according to the word, you will be different.
所以我今天呢，回家以后把这段经文背下。
So go home and memorize this verse.
那你有什么碰到什么时候可以来宣告
？So when you if anything happens, just proclaim this word.
在灵界里面宣告。
So proclaim to the spirit realm.
为你的亲人宣告。
And proclaim for your loved ones.
为你的朋友来宣告。
Proclaim this for your friends.
当你宣告的时候，神就开始做事情。
When you proclaim, God will start working.
你就发现神会改变人的心。
You will start to see that God will change the heart of man.
今天早上我们读经读到箴言，就是说，王的心在神的手里面，像龙沟的水，随意扭转。
So this morning we read about the Psalm 21. It says, the heart of the king is like, the heart of king is in the hand of the Lord, and it's just like the water that can be changed.
神是可以改变的。
God is able to change.
那我们中间有很多很多的见证，接着祷告，你的朋友开始改变，你的亲人开始改变。
There's a lot of testimony like that because by your prayers, your loved ones, your friends start to change.
你讲你能讲的，讲完了就祷告。
So just tell the things that you could tell and then pray.
你就发现事情的变化。
And you will see changes.
我们中间好多人可能有朋友是得忧郁症。
I believe some of you may have friends that are having depression.
继续祷告。
Just pray.
也鼓励他们来读神的话语。
And encourage them to read the Word of God.
这个姐妹就是一句神的话就把她拉住。
So for this sister, because of one word from God, she was able to set free.
那我们自己，我们的朋友也会。
And so, will be our friends and our families.
所以我们一起祷告，哈利路亚。
We will pray, Hallelujah.
主啊，是这种谢谢。
Lord, we thank you.
为我们姐妹的见证献上感恩。
We give you thanks for the testimonies of our sister.
那第一个，你继续的来用他们夫妻俩。
Continue to use this couple.
那成为很多人的鼓励。
So they became encouragement to a lot of others.
很多年轻人的鼓励。
So became the encouragement to the younger ones.
好，成为很多年轻人属灵的父母。
So they can become the spiritual parents to the younger ones.
主啊，是那种你借着他们的见证，把神的话栽种在我们的里面。
Because by their testimonies, you have planted your words in our heart.
让我们知道我们的罪已经得到赦免。
So that we know that our sins have been forgiven.
让我们知道我们有一个见证。
So that we know that there's a testimony to tell.
让我们知道我们可以实践神的话。
So that we can practice the word of God.
主啊，以后会有更多的见证会在我们中间出来。
And many more testimony will come out from us.
病得医治。
So our sickness will be healed.
心灵得自由。
Our heart will be set free.
啊，人际关系上的这个复活。
And then this restoration of our relationships.
我们的经济上面也得自由。
And we will have set free in our financial burdens.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美。
Lord, we thank you.
再次的来祝福每一位。
And bless each one of us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. 现在。是不是出发内容差不多了？好的，今天呢，我们就不在这里分小组，因为也会在桌子上面呢，我们大家给他交流彼此的祝福。
So we won't spend time here anymore. We will just go out and have.
大家可以帮着呢带一张椅子出去，有弟兄姐妹呢可以帮帮忙。
So on the way out, please bring a chair so that we can have lunch together.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的为我们的餐桌上的食物献上感恩。
We bless our food on the table. It's by your grace.
我们感谢这领受。
Lord, we thank you and we receive.
也祝福下面我们餐桌上一切的交流。
And bless all our conversations on the table.
借着食物，借着我们的互动来彼此的来鼓励。
So we will encourage others through our interactions of food and
love. 愿你的名得荣耀。
May your word be.
愿你的儿女得祝福。
May your children be blessed.
In Jesus'
name.
Amen. 谢谢大家。